Reuters U.S. December 10, 2023 hours 18 minutes and 41 seconds p.m. U.S. FDA advisors wrestle with ethical issues linked to authorizing Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. Author Manoj Mishra, Julie Steen, who ICEN date 2012-10 revision date 2012-10. Reuters, the panel of outside advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration meeting on Thursday to weigh authorizing Pfizer includes coronavirus vaccine for emergency use were wrestling with when people in the clinical trial who received a placebo should be allowed to get the shots. The committee is expected to vote sometime after 3:10 p.m. at 2010 GMT on whether the vaccine, developed with German partner BioNTech Southeast, has shown effectiveness in preventing COVID-19 and if its benefits outweigh the risks. Documents prepared by the FDA ahead of the meeting did not point out any new safety or efficacy issues, raising hopes the vaccine will soon be authorized in the United States. It has already received regulatory green lights from the UK and Canada. Pfizer has asked for broad authorization for use of its two-dose vaccine in people aged 16 to 85. Much of the discussion so far has focused less on whether the vaccine should be authorized, and more on how its emergency use would affect the scientific integrity of the ongoing trial and the way other vaccines are studied in the future. Once the vaccine is cleared, Pfizer has said it has an ethical responsibility to tell participants if the vaccine is available to them outside of the trial. It has asked the FDA to allow it to give the vaccine to volunteers who had been in the placebo group that requested. The concern, expressed by both the FDA and members of the advisory panel, is that unblinding the trial will make it harder to continue collecting data on long-term safety and effectiveness, and would make it more challenging for companies still testing vaccines to conduct blinded trials, in which people do not know if they got the experimental vaccine or placebo. Once you unblind, you can't never go back. We can never collect those data that we need and people want unless you completely redo the whole study, said Dr. Gregory Poland, a virologist from the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, who has previously served two terms on the FDA advisory panel. Drive. Stephen Goodman of Stanford University School of Medicine said in a presentation to the panel that offering the vaccine to people who got a placebo could result in them jumping the line by receiving the vaccine before they otherwise would under priorities recommended by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Goodman recommended instead a blinded double crossover design, in which people in the trial who got a placebo would be offered the vaccine, and those who received the vaccine would be offered the placebo. With that approach, everybody eventually gets the vaccine without being tempted to leave the trial to get it elsewhere. FDA is the gold standard. The panel had yet to take up the vaccine's safety and efficacy, but is likely to discuss concerns raised after two vaccine recipients in Britain reported serious allergic reactions after getting their first shot. The country's health regulator on Wednesday advised some people with a history of anaphylaxis, an overreaction of the body's immune system related to medicine or food, to avoid getting the vaccine. FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn, ahead of Thursday's meeting, said the agency was carefully reviewing all the data on Pfizer's vaccine, including potential allergic reactions following the UK warning. We're working very closely with our UK partners to understand what went on with respect to those allergic reactions, Hahn said on the CBS This Morning program, adding that the vaccine's label would include details about who the vaccine was recommended for, and who should not get it, if it is ultimately approved. FDA is the gold standard for regulatory approval or authorization of medical products, he added. If our career scientists say that the vaccine is safe and effective, I have complete confidence in that decision, and I think the American people should as well. The panel is expected to vote on its recommendations toward the end of the meeting, after presentations from the FDA, Pfizer, other public health officials and members of the general public. The FDA is expected to make its authorization decision within days of the meeting. Pfizer and BioNTech last month said a two-dose regimen of the vaccine was 95% effective in preventing illness from COVID-19, and detailed data released in the agency's documents showed the vaccine began showing some protection even before volunteers received a second dose. The documents also disclosed data on safety, including cases of Bell's palsy among volunteers in the placebo and vaccine groups, though it said the cases in the trial occurred at the same rate as in the general population. Other reactions included fever, fatigue, and chills.